With it happening in Florida, which is what we've got here, that means that Woody and I are going to share three stories real quick. They're all true. They could have happened anywhere all over the world, though, and you've got to spot the one that actually took place in the troubled state of Florida, which just crushes everywhere else. I mean, leads the nation, certainly, in weird stories. So that's why we celebrate and sort of tip the cap to Florida. If you can spot that story first, you win at 844-4-WW-SHOW. That's how you get into play. And Woody will kick us off with story number one.
One thing they've always said about the Woody and Wilcox Show, we are not overachievers. Right? We continually set the bar lower and lower and fail to meet those expectations.
Okay.
I bring it up because the dude in story number one, I think, is the opposite. Definitely an overachiever. And the headline says it all. Man stole $800 worth of Pop-Tarts. How much does a box of Pop-Tarts run you these days?
$2.50?
$2.50, $3. Yeah, I'll go with that, Chelsea.
What flavor?
I got to imagine all the flavors at $800 worth of Pop-Tarts.
Maybe he's passionate about the brown sugar.
He did not do it all at once, so it's a little misleading on the headline because he has been charged with embezzlement. He was stealing them from the distribution center where he works.
Is there a black market for that?
Black Market Pop-Tarts, name of my new cover band.
That's 2,000 boxes, if your math is, or if the price is right.
Good news is he was taken into custody.
Embezzling implies that he works there.
Yeah, he was working at the distribution center.
I see.
But isn't that still theft, or was he embezzling funds would be... Embezzlement means you were using it for your own gain, so does that mean he was eating the Pop-Tarts?
I think it's still embezzlement, no matter what you're doing with it.
Right.
Was it in Florida? You be the judge at 844-4-WW-SHOW.
Never mind embezzlement. That's too confusing. Story number two has to do with something we can all relate to. It has to do with police involved in a low-speed chase when a dude tries to steal a motorized shopping cart from Walmart. There's video of this, by the way, which I will tweet out for you when we wrap here in a second. Those of you that follow along at Woody and Wilcox, you'll get the special treat because certainly there's nowhere else to see this on the internet. It is just what it sounds like. As they report in the story, an unidentified man wearing black shorts, a black T-shirt, and an aviator cap appears to be almost pushing the cart along with his feet while a police officer rides alongside in a car with blue lights flashing, trying to get the man to pull over in his motorized Walmart cart. It's a sight for sore eyes, I'll tell you that. My question to you right now is, did this theft happen, or this attempted theft happen in the state of Florida or not? Woody has the third and final.
Third and final story has to do with a man who was arrested for a 3214. Chelsea, 3214.
Muffler bracket on a Pinto.
It's a 3213. 3214 is getting into an argument with bartenders because your song didn't play on the jukebox. Surprised you didn't get that one.
There's a police code for that?
There's a police code for everything, yep. Wilcox. I mean, yeah. When you go to a bar and you slip a couple of bucks into the jukebox, what do you expect? Damn it, I want to hear my tunes right now. I paid $3 to hear What's New Pussycat and I didn't hear it. I'm guessing that's the song. It doesn't say that that was the one that he was requesting.
What's New Pussycat?
Tom Jones, you're familiar with the Welsh Wonder? When he didn't hear his songs playing, he went up to the bar and began arguing with the bartenders and then began threatening them. And they're like, look, we serve drinks. We don't have any, we can't tell the jukebox to play your song next.
I've been there.
You've been there? You've argued with bartenders or you've...
No, I've been the bartender and people are like, I didn't hear, you know, track 7 from whatever deep cut they, you know, need from some obscure band.
I've just done a little further digging. It wasn't What's New Pussycat that he wanted to hear. It was this.
Hit it. I want to be a cowboy sweetheart. I want to burn through the road. I want to ride on planes.
So I can understand his frustration there.
Good news is he got belligerent and then was arrested over that song. And I can see why you would get belligerent. You would want to hear that when you've been drinking.
Right.
Was it in Florida where he was arrested for arguing with the bartender over the jukebox? Brandon up first to try and solve our quiz. Brandon, all three stories actually happened. Which one went down in Florida?
I'm going to go with number two.
Stolen at number two. No, sorry.
South Carolina is where the police chased down a man on a motorized shopping cart from Walmart. Why was he wearing an aviator cap? What is an aviator cap? From the video, it looks to be one of those hats that has the flaps on the side. You know what I'm saying? Where they're sometimes up, most of the time up. Sometimes down with a little strappy thing underneath.
Like from one of the World Wars?
I think of it as like a musher's hat from like the Iditarod. But
what's a musher?
Somebody who rides on the back of a dog sled?
Tone of voice, Woody. I will come across this table.
Ask a stupid question, get a stupid answer. Ken, 50-50 shot. What do you think?
Story number three.
Story number three is the one. Nice job.
I'm near Freebird.
Right. When you're arguing with it, you're in beautiful Palm Beach, Florida, is where that dude got arrested. And the man who was arrested for embezzlement, he embezzled $800 worth of Pop-Tarts in Newport News, Virginia.
I was wrong about the song that he wanted to hear on the jukebox. Oh, yeah? It was this one.
The seaweed is always greener in some...
So, pretty understandable. By the way, Chelsea, you just mentioned something that triggered a memory for me about a clip that I wanted to play. What did you just reference? You said something.
I said, what's a musher?
No, after that.
I said, play Freebird.
Yes! Play Freebird. That reminded me. Anybody catch any of Bobcat Goldthwait last night on late night TV?
No! What?
That's not a phrase I've said very often, but I'm serious. There's a reason for it. He was on Colbert's show last night. And made a reference to just that. Play Freebird. I want to play that audio for you coming up next.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.